There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. We know the greatest commandment: love the Lord your God with all your heart, being, strength, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. We know this. There's no tricks, there's no knowledge we need. We know what we need to do, and it's difficult. The golden rule is what it is: to live life alive and on purpose. Our life is a success if we love God as much as possible and our neighbor as much as ourselves. And it is not a success if we don't. This is the golden rule. This is the Christian life. We all know what we need to do. Reject sin, yes. Pray every day, yes. Go to the sacraments, yes. We know what we need to do. There's nothing complicated, nothing fancy. I want to name one obstacle that I think gets in our way from loving God as much as possible. I think everyone here wants to love God, wants to as much as possible, but there's a lie of the enemy that gets us from even starting. Might get us to go and all of them a little bit, or I'll try, but I think I fail, so whatever. There's a lie of the enemy I want to name that will sound offensive, and then give me 30 seconds and I think it'll make sense. I think the lie of Satan that gets us from even trying to love God with all our heart, being, strength, and mind is, I'm too busy. The immediate reaction might be, yeah, Father, I actually am pretty busy, so I'm trying, dang it, and that's real. I believe you, and I affirm that. I think most of us are pretty busy. Set that straight. The lie of the enemy is that he's trying to make us think that God wants us to act as a slave. And to love God as much as we should means we have to be doing something every single moment. That's not what God is saying. It's not loving as a slave of, I have to do this, 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 as much as it is to love like an athlete. For those who are athletes, it's not doing something every moment of the day. A marathon runner, for instance. Training for a marathon 3 months out does not mean running 24 hours a day for 3 months, obviously. It means hard workouts, of course. 17, 20-mile runs, yeah. Training hard. And then nutrition, and then sleep, and having some rest days in between too. To love the Lord your God with everything means, yes, serving the poor. Yes, working hard some days, but also loving him in your rest. It also means loving the moments you're with friends and can love God in those moments. The enemy tries to whisper the lie that loving God with everything is too hard and it's not possible. So why even try? Loving God with everything is hard, and it is absolutely possible. It's like the athlete. Yeah, there are challenges. Yes, there are sacrifices, but it is possible. And there are moments of rest and moments of joy in between. And the more we try and love God with all we are, the easier it gets. Every now and then he throws in like a little runner's high, and it's amazing. But the call to love God as much as possible is possible. There is no such thing as a Christian who's just jogging through the Christian life. To begin the start of the race and say, as long as I get to mile 3 when I want 26 miles, I'll be happy. That's not real. To be a Christian means I want to love God as much as possible. And sure, we'll fall. Sure, we'll get tired. That's gonna happen. We go to confession. But we always start the race saying, God, I want to love you as much as I can. And that does not mean working as hard as I can every moment. It means saying yes to God. Loving him when it's time to rest, by resting well, like Sundays. Loving him well when he's calling us to work, by working hard. Loving him well by praying when he asks us to pray. Loving him well in the moments of joy with friends and family. God asks us to love him in those moments. So brothers and sisters, we reject the lie that it's not possible to love God as much as possible. It is possible, and it is our greatest joy. We choose to embrace the greatest commandment, to love God as much as possible. Anything less is boring.